around mental health and loneliness, listener discretion is advised. A recent study has found that 43% of 15 to 25-year-olds report feeling lonely, which is, as you can tell, a very large percentage. And on the show today, we've got Professor Ben Smith, a professor of public health and prevention at UCID, to talk about this study and help us find out more about what is happening with young people. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thanks, Beth. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. So first of all, I want to ask, what does this study quantify as loneliness?
That's a good thing to bring into the discussion straight away, because when we are talking about loneliness, we're looking at it as a subjective experience where a person feels a level of dissatisfaction about the quality of the connections they have. And it can also include an element of not feeling that they've got, you know, a place or a group that they can readily belong to. And loneliness is distinct from social isolation. And social isolation is the objective absence of being in contact with other people, whereas loneliness is a subjective experience. So you can be in a relationship, you can be surrounded by other people, you can be active in various ways, but you can still experience loneliness.
And with this study, I mean, it's 43% is not an insignificant amount. Were you surprised to see these numbers?
We were surprised to see that this high prevalence of loneliness among young people between the ages of 15 to 24 years of age. And one of the things this highlights is that contrary to the kind of general perception that the loneliness is more of a problem for older people and it kind of keeps getting worse as you get older, it is in fact younger people in this sort of emerging adulthood stage of life that have the highest prevalence of loneliness. Over 2 in 5 were reporting that they were lonely in the household income and labour dynamics of Australia survey over 22 to 23. The other thing that we were able to do, because we looked at survey responses by individuals over 2 years, was to see the extent to which people were reporting persistent loneliness. And that means saying that they're consistently lonely over both survey periods. And we found that 1 in 7, about 16% of these young people were persistently lonely, and that's very concerning.
And what was the purpose of this study? What was the sort of drive behind it?
The reason why we undertook this piece of research is because we've been wanting to shed light on the extent of the issue of loneliness in Australia. To bring it into public discussion, because it's something that there's been a fair amount of avoidance of, and I think it'd be fair to say stigma and embarrassment attached to. And that's one of the things which we at Ending Loneliness Together feel is a major blockage to us really understanding and addressing social connection as an important determinant of health and well-being.
Yeah, and what are some of the reasons that you found through this research of why young people are feeling so lonely? And is there anything in the current world that's making it worse?
The sorts of things we saw in the quantitative survey data were that young people who were finding that they had lost contact with family and friends, couldn't maintain that, you know, on at least a kind of weekly basis. Those who are living in financial stress, finding it hard to cover their bills from week to week, those who have an ongoing physical health issue, especially mental health issue, young people who are no longer taking part in sport and other kinds of community activities, and those who've had stressful life experiences, all significantly more likely to report that they're persistently lonely.
I just wanted to ask sort of what's being done about loneliness for young Australians? What can people do if they are regularly feeling lonely, even though it's a situation that might be affected by anxiety or depression. Are there any specific ways that people can try and alleviate this feeling?
Yeah, well, I'd like to respond to that by firstly just talking about it from the perspective of the person who can be experiencing loneliness. And look, this happens to all of us in different stages of life. Loneliness is like a feeling of hunger. It's like a hunger for a connection with other people. And that's just a reminder that it's a natural thing, that we all need connection. And when we're experiencing loneliness, that's, in our inner selves telling us that we need better connection. The next thing I'd say is that one of the tendencies that people describe when they're experiencing loneliness is one to withdraw. And that's because it's a horrible feeling and we feel kind of vulnerable, a bit embarrassed, anxious. And that kind of direction of withdrawal is quite unhelpful. We want to be aware of it and try and work against it. Something we also want to highlight during Loneliness Awareness Week, we brought into the discussion, is that we've got to be careful not to think about loneliness as just a struggle that individuals have to work their way through. If we all, are tuned in to what we can do in all the environments that we're in, to think about how we can make moments matter, how we can be a little bit more aware of each other and take a moment to chat. If we're seeing somebody who's, not getting involved in social activities, maybe, giving them an invitation to things that we're involved with. There's some fantastic stories on the Loneliness Awareness Week website. A number of video presentations that we have there of people whose lives have been enormously impacted by those little moments of connection with others that have really led on to great friendships.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Ben, for coming on the show and talking to us about this study.
Pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
For those who may have missed it or are just tuning in, that was Professor Ben Smith, a professor of public health and prevention at UCID, talking about a recent study that found 43% of 15 to 25-year-olds feel lonely. If you want the full interview, you can head over to our website, 2SER.com. If this conversation has raised any concerns for you or someone you know, call a 24/7 counsellor on Beyond Blue at 1300 224 636 or Lifeline at 131114.